Welcome back to Third Pedal Podcast. I'm Zach.
I'm Jacob. Welcome back to the show. This week we do Make It or Break It after a long-awaited time. We've got some fun clips to share with you guys. Talk about Sovereign Citizens, which is great. We've got a car quiz to determine which one of us is the worst driver.
I got a few guesses.
Yeah, I got a few guesses too. And at the end, we may or may not have footage of a plane landing with the assistance of a Nissan truck. So stick around for that.
Make It or Break It. Probably our favorite segment on the show, I want to say. And this was like kind of started for sure. It kind of started more or less like a quiz type of thing, right?
Yep.
Guess what's going to happen.
Yep.
And now it's kind of just like fail video.
Yep.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. Fails and wins. Just kind of cool car videos in general. Whatever's going to pop in. If you've got your algorithm dialed in pretty good on social media, it's the stuff you see every day, which side note of that.
Yeah. Send them.
Send it to us because we love it. This the four that we're going to go over today were stuff that you guys sent over. So we super appreciate it. We see them all the time. We love them. Try to share it into the group whenever we remember to, but there's just too many that come
in. My favorite thing though is when we show something and then someone sends us like another angle.
Yes.
Another camera angle of it.
Nuts.
I'm like, that's crazy.
It's so cool. What a time to be alive.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway.
Great time of the internet.
We got just four of them to run through. And then, like we said, if you sent one and we didn't post it in here yet, please go post it on the Facebook group. That's going to be the place to do it. So everybody can laugh and check all that out. Zach just broke a hole in his wall over here. Okay, so starting out, I hinted at this last week in the episode, a different type of Ferrari engine featured in something.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
So this is a Ferrari-powered Subaru.
What?
Dude.
What is it in?
Just WRX STI. Sounds so good.
When a car guy wins the lottery.
Yeah, you wouldn't know, but there'd be signs.
You wouldn't know, but there'd be signs. Dude. Oh my
it
gosh.
It looks so much fun.
Sounds awesome.
It sounds so
good. Of course. Straight pipe, naturally.
Oh, so cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
Wow.
Thank you so much for sending that in. I forget who sent it in, but it's on. Did we come over to this?
Gonna finish up this exhaust manifold job today. Man, will you keep the light straight? Just point it at the engine block, would you? Come on.
So we...
That's awesome.
I searched and found this dude. I legit think that could be related to Penny. It looks so much like Ivan Brown Border Collie. It looks exactly like... But he's got... This dude, he's like... He works on big trucks and stuff. It's so funny. He's got so many videos of his dog that comes with him, and it's adorable.
So
it's like
chill.
Always with sunglasses
just like,
and stuff.
Yeah, just like holding the light.
Yeah.
And Milwaukee headlamp. That's
like
hilarious.
All of us. That's our first experience with cars. Just hold the flashlight. Dad never, ever asked us to hold the flashlight. I think if anything, Sam was like, get under there, unbolt it. We're like,
yeah,
is it going to fall on
me?
He
made us change.
Like,
he made us do this stuff. Yeah.
I don't remember what this is. Oh, this one.
Wow.
Look how smooth this is from inside.
Like butter.
Epic jump.
The voice. Epic jump.
That's awesome. There you go.
Dude, rally drivers are next level. Like,
I know.
I don't really do like that anymore, right? Like, that's different time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
It's nuts. Here we go. How to swap your suspension to coilovers.
Dude.
And then they're done.
And then say, hey, look, nice.
Yeah, just.
Dude.
Just.
He's for sure got, you know, when you hit a baseball with a metal bat.
Yeah.
It's like, he's got that in his hand from
here. I'll pull open. Let's see if we can grab a couple of them from other people who've sent them in.
What are we looking at?
I don't know why this Stranger Things music.
It's like, what are we looking at here?
Oof.
Headliner.
Customer states issue with new convertible truck.
Oh.
Look at that.
What?
Yeah.
It's like a Shooting Brake RX-7?
Yeah, an FDR RX-7 wagon kit.
I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about it, but it exists. So that's interesting.
That's pretty cool. I mean, yeah. Props.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's not supposed to.
I know what's wrong with it. Ain't got no
that's the best audio for a crash, no matter what. I thought it was a 3 Series at first, but it's a Malibu.
I thought it was WRX. Like one of the recent generation ones.
Oh, my God. That was a freaking Challenger Cobra 392.
That's so funny.
Oh my gosh. All right, what else we got here?
That was good.
Great movie, solid. Too. Chicken Little, dude.
Great movie.
10 out of 10.
All right, we'll do one more. Oh, this is BMW uses the blinker for the first time.
I don't think you're supposed to turn out of that lane.
What? Where are you going? Oh my gosh.
Right into the wall.
All right. Anyway, there you go. Make or break it for this week.
Well, I do have a video for us to show. You may maybe keep that here.
Oh,
we'll
have
a video. So I want to talk about something that we've shared a lot, and I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen too. I don't know about everybody else. I know they come up on your algorithm. I like watching them too. The like live PD,
yes.
Like cops pulling yes. people over, especially the ones where the people are like arguing for no reason. Like there's definitely like some unjustified
ones.
Like
the ones where they roll the window down a touch and then they're like, this is fine.
Dude, I saw one. Okay, you're sidetracking me already. But I saw one recently and it was like a border crossing thing and you have to like roll down your window and say like, I'm a U.S. citizen and then you can go through.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. You don't have to like show ID and stuff, but you just say it. So this dude, he's like auditor, right? That's what they call themselves. They're like the First Amendment auditor, whatever. He rolled his window down barely, like you couldn't even tell.
Oh,
and he says, I'm a U.S. citizen. As he's pulling up, and the guy's like, then the guy is there.
Yeah.
He's like, hey. And he's talking to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not rolling my window down. I already told you. And then he finally rolls it down. He's like, I'm not repeating myself. I already told you. I'm not repeating myself. I'm like, well, I didn't hear you. There's traffic. You know, and it was like, it was a long one. Like, it was kind of annoying to watch all that. But they like pulled him over. They had spikes front and back of his car.
Wow.
Because, you know, you can't go through until you answer the question or whatever. It's like, it was like,
man.
And I was like, he posted this thinking people were going to agree with him.
Yeah.
And like, everybody was like,
dude,
you're making this out of nothing. Like, nothing happened. Like, this is all you, 100%. Yeah. So those types of people, a lot of them refer to themselves as sovereign citizens.
Yes,
okay. So if you guys have seen this, people are like, I'm a sovereign citizen. They don't believe in the government's authority. Yeah. They don't believe in the police's authority. They think like they're in their own country.
Yeah, they found some loophole to like,
but they didn't.
Though,
no. But they didn't. It's funny watching the court case of those, like the court recordings and the argument, and the judge is like, no, that's not how that works. Yeah. Like, you live here.
Yeah.
So
they're like, well, I found on Reddit, actually, it says.
Yeah, right. It's just a bunch of Reddit dudes. So sovereign citizens, I got some definitions of stuff and then a video of it. So sovereign citizens are individuals who reject the authority of the U.S. government and believe that they are only subject to their own interpretation of common and constitutional law.
Oh.
Right? So, makes sense. They often engage in activities that conflict with the law enforcement and the justice system, ranging from refusing to pay fines to engaging in violent confrontations with police. Okay, those aren't videos I have. Sovereign citizens believe that they have also been linked to domestic terrorism, sovereign systems. Makes sense. Oh, I feel like.
Yeah, checks out.
Anti-government, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
They're like, there's lizard people. They're going to get us.
Those guys. So they believe that they do not need a driver's license because they reject the authority of the U.S. government over them. They believe that the government has no right to require them to obtain a license to exercise their right to travel. So travel is a key word here, right? They're not driving. They're traveling. You see, that's how they argue it. And they see that as a fundamental natural right to be able to travel. They may also believe that a driver's license is a contract between them as an individual and the government, which they refuse to enter into because they do not recognize the government's authority. Some sovereign citizens may also claim that the requirement for a driver's license violates their right to privacy of their religious beliefs, which I don't know how being a sovereign citizen is a religious belief. I feel like some people kind of just point to that to like, not pay taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, so they're obviously not recognized by the U.S. as a valid belief system. Failure to comply with driver's license has legal consequences, fines, imprisonments, blah, 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 all that stuff.
Well, yeah, but like you have the right to travel, but you can walk. Like, you can ride a bike. You can do that.
Yeah.
Like, you have the right to do that. Go for it, buddy.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's like a right to travel. Where's that written?
Right.
Not that like you don't have the right to move, like you said, but it's like, you want to be a part of this whole system for the vehicle, for the roads, for every other benefit, but you don't want to like I see that as
as much of like a freedom person as I am,
yeah,
that's so much of a risk
right.
to everybody else.
Right.
Because like, dude, right. if I get hit by a sovereign citizen, man,
right.
and they don't have a registered car, yeah. they don't have a license, they yeah. don't have insurance.
Oh, yeah, they don't have anything.
I'm going to be pissed.
Nor are they going to tell you any of it. They're going to be like,
right.
no.
Right.
No,
they're going to roll their window down halfway. I already told you I'm not repeating myself.
Yeah.
Sovereign citizen. I'm traveling.
No, you hit my car.
Yeah, yeah. So I have a video.
I'm traveling.
I'm not driving. I didn't get a driving infraction. It's a traveling infraction. So TSA should take them out. Okay.
Both of them on the steering wheel. Thank you. Yeah, how you
no
doing
No license
tonight?
Plate, right?
Good. I'm wonderful. Officer Ponce with El Paso Police Department, sir. The reason, can you do me a favor? Can you turn off your car so I can hear you a little bit better? It's all right. That's okay. The reason for your stop is your license plate light is out. So basically, when you're driving down the road, it makes the whole back of your vehicle look completely
dark.
Looks
like he has one.
I didn't know it was up. I know. Well, that's why I'm telling you. 4 days ago. Sorry about that. That's all right. Do you have your driver's license and proof of financial responsibility?
Here we go.
No? Why is that?
I just don't have the license.
Do you have an ID?
No.
Do you have any form of identification that can tell me who you are?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Why is that?
I didn't know I had to have one.
Okay.
You never knew that you needed a driver's license to drive your car?
Well, I'm traveling in my car.
Okay. Here we go.
You're not driving right now?
I'm traveling in my
bombastic side eye.
You're traveling in your vehicle. Okay. You don't have a driver's license in your operator motor vehicle. I can smell marijuana that's coming
this
inside this vehicle.
Cop.
When's the last time you smoked in here?
Like 2 weeks ago, probably.
While I was traveling.
Like 2 weeks?
2 weeks? Because it smells very strong. Let me ask you, is there anything in this vehicle that you shouldn't have?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of? I'm going to have you step out, okay? So let's step out. No, we're not going to time out anything. We're going to get out of the car. So
time out.
I am going to reach into your vehicle.
What are you doing? That's illegal.
How do you open your vehicle?
That's illegal. Kind of like driving without a driver's license.
That's what we now call it.
Look who cares about the laws all of a sudden. Interesting.
It's all.
Just step out of the car. Why are you making this more difficult than it needs to be, Mr.
I'm not
wow.
We're going to wait on a dog and I'm going to verify who you are, okay?
That is the t-shirt.
So we're
going to
go take
wearing.
A seat over there and my partners are going to watch him. Right now, I'm going to check him, verify who he is.
So much patience.
And we're
going
to wait
man.
For the canine unit
right?
to get here to
just,
check his view.
She's so nice, dude. Just,
okay,
you
okay.
Just
yep,
me a
okay.
You want to make it more than it is?
Oh, I can smell marijuana in the vehicle.
So what?
It's Texas.
Here we go. Here's the argument. Here's the justification.
It's Earth.
It's Earth?
Dude,
if you think
what
that
you the right?
What gives me the right?
Yeah, what gives you the right? You're not even American. In that behind Whoa. The badge, you're not even American. You swore an oath to the United Nations. You're not. You're federal. What do you mean? What gives you the right as a human being to tell me what I can and can't eat?
Here in the state of Texas, you cannot
state
smoke.
State of Texas
yeah.
is a country.
Oh, it's a country.
It's another form of saying country. State. After state, after state.
Here in the state of Texas, okay, you cannot smoke marijuana. It is illegal. Well, once a dog gets here, then we'll clear everything up. I'll give you a few citations, because yes, need a driver's
I hope he finds something in the car. I hope he gives you a reason to cuff me. I want him to.
Why?
Because.
You don't want to go home?
You need this in your life. You
no,
need it.
I don't.
I'll go to jail. I'll be out in a couple days. Who gives a But you have to live with me. You with me.
You're driving without insurance. Here so say you wreck into somebody.
I'm not driving.
You're not driving?
I'm traveling.
Oh, I'm traveling. Oh,
I told you that. See, you don't even make sense.
I don't make sense.
No, that's your logic that they give you when you're in training.
Okay.
Like, you do 6 months of training.
But you're not driving, right? But I don't make sense.
Everyone's brainwashed.
Okay.
I'm not driving.
Yeah.
I'm not driving, I'm traveling.
Definition of driving.
How much longer is this?
We can keep going. Oh, that's cell phone, the seat.
Oh, it is.
Oh, there it is. Found it.
So quickly.
Like
what is it? Oh, there it is.
I told you.
I'm glad you found it.
Can you double lock him, please?
Which, consider it, so it doesn't tighten on itself.
What do you think I found?
I don't know.
Well, you should know what's inside your vehicle.
It's just a plant, man.
Damn, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You hit me with the punchline and walked off on my ass.
Wait, what did she say that?
That was really funny to him.
What did she say?
Damn. What you find?
What do you think I found?
I don't know.
Well, you should know what's inside your vehicle.
That's the line?
Damn, like
like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay. You hit me with the punchline and walked off.
I was going to say spitting image of Arnold when she said that.
Yeah. You should know what's in your vehicle.
Under 2 ounces. But it's Kush. That's what they call it. Very strong potent. So just going to be going to jail for possession of marijuana.
That friend who pretends to know about drugs. It's Kush. That's what they call it in the street. Here.
Stop recording.
There, that's my favorite comment.
What is?
This guy's traveling me crazy.
That's amazing.
Isn't that awesome? I wanted that video just for that comment. I saw the comment. Like, yeah, we need this. We need this.
That is traveling me
crazy. Oh, man.
Wow. Wow.
What gives you the right?
I'm not driving.
We're humans.
I'm traveling.
This is Earth.
State of Texas. That's another country.
That's another name for country. This is State of Texas. This is Earth.
So many times in her eyes, she's like, yeah, that's what we're doing. Okay.
Man.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Okay.
The other cop who was standing there, too, is just sitting there like, you could tell. He's just like, is this really happening right now?
I know.
Really? Really, dude?
It's like, what are these people?
I hope you put me in cuffs. It's like, yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Like,
it's like, we don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. They're like
what's going on? That whole situation and the cost of those tickets would be way more than getting a license.
Yeah.
Way more.
Right.
I know they're saying, oh, it's not about the money. Right. It's about the authority. It's like,
right. We're making a stand. It's like, I don't know. We're laughing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. We're laughing. Yeah. Keep on doing that because it's hilarious.
Keep standing. It's primo content.
So there's a lot of others out there. This was A&E's YouTube channel and Live PD. They got plenty of those, but
dude,
I always find those hilarious.
Just that whole, it's my right. It's my right.
I wasn't driving. I was traveling.
Oh my gosh.
Define driving.
Yeah.
It's like getting into the semantics
argument.
It's the
country of Texas. It's a country.
They need a sovereign citizen to run for president because those debates would be amazing.
It'd be unhinged.
Yeah, dude. Define Texas.
I'm not running for president.
I wasn't
jogging for it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I wasn't avoiding my taxes. I was saving my money.
And then it would just be like a random, like, I thought you were concerned about money for the country. And they'd be like, what, dude?
Yeah, what is happening? Yeah. What is happening? So, yeah, those are top five most entertaining videos to watch, I would say, in my opinion.
It's right up there with fail videos, for sure.
Yeah, well, they're fail videos.
Yeah. It's just the amount of confidence they go into it. I love the ones where they film themselves doing it, and they're like, they keep looking at the camera, and they're like, watch what I'm about to tell this guy.
And if they upload it, it's like, local sheriff owned by sovereign citizens. Talk the law by
its
sovereign citizens.
Just the cop with his vest, just always, I love like the cop stance in with it.
Yeah.
They just sit there. And they're just like, and he's like, do you have a license or not?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's
what's your name?
What are you doing? And they're just
have you seen that? This is related.
Yeah.
The guys who do like prank stuff. So they have like one person filming the guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then they confront him.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, where are you? He's like, I don't have a name. Like, either doesn't have a name or doesn't have an ID. And they're like, what about you? Oh, he's deaf. Yeah, no, he can't hear. He's like, this device is actually just for him to hear better. You know, like just total. I don't know how they string along a confident string of lies.
Yeah.
Like they're joking, obviously.
Yeah.
But like how they string them along without laughing, without like breaking character or anything.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Well,
Anyway, you have a quiz
for us. Speaking of bad drivers,
we've
got a quiz to do.
Oh boy.
Here, and I did create this quiz and it is not biased. So I will not be winning right off the bat. I'll just tell you that.
Right off the bat.
I didn't
create an interesting word for this. Can they play along? Is this something everybody can keep track of too?
Yeah, guys, let us know your score.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to keep scoring? I'll read the questions.
Sure. Did you mean to label this with what side we're on? Because good job.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So this is our quiz. We've got a few questions.
And this is what?
Who's a better driver?
Oh, boy.
Well, so the more, I guess it should be who's the worst driver? Because
whoever
has the highest points is the worst driver.
High score is the worst. So we're going for golf score here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So the lowest scores. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Cool. What's par?
I did not go that far into it.
Okay.
All right. Number one, number of accidents that we've ever been involved in.
Oh, no.
Okay. So I count like, okay, I had my Volkswagen that I crashed. I jumped off the curb, right?
Yeah.
Crashed it. So that's one.
So does it, what's the threshold for like damage? Like what do you
if
have
it's an accident.
Like
a moving
if
accident.
You, like if you had to file something for it?
No. I didn't buy anything.
Well, go through yours and I'll go through mine.
Okay, so I had so one.
Is this like a tally thing?
Yeah, I might as well tally. Like okay. That'll be easier rather than trying to come up total.
So
at the Volkswagen, I got hit in the Subaru, so I was involved in that accident.
That's right.
I think even if you got hit, there's some level of responsibility of wrong place, wrong time. Yeah. So okay, so Volkswagen, Subaru. I think that's it.
Yeah, accidents wise.
Because I didn't crash the silver Subaru. It exploded on me, and I safely made it to a parking lot where I leaked out all of its fluids.
Yep.
So that wasn't a crash. So yeah, I think just two.
Just two.
Okay. What about you?
I think just one.
You had the Porsche?
What did I do with the Porsche?
Where you ran it up you got stuck?
Because
you ran it up the median. Yes,
that counts
as an accident. Well, you ran it up on the curb and got,
I was stuck in the snow though.
But it was a curb. Okay, fine. We'll count it. What else did you have? You got hit.
T-boned in the side.
Sideswiped pretty bad, actually.
Yeah, I got smoked. I threw my BMW in the ditch, but I don't know if that, you had to tow me out, remember? In the Jeep.
Did it get damaged?
No.
No,
yeah. No, it's not.
Lie about this.
No, it did get damaged. I jumped the Porsche.
When?
Jacob.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
But you didn't crash.
Nothing happened. No.
Yeah, an accident.
Nothing resulted from it. We had the Forester total from hail. I don't know if that counts.
No.
I didn't do it. No, okay, accident. So two for me, too.
Two and two. Okay.
Right? Is that it for all the cars that I've had?
I think so. I haven't been in many accidents, which is good.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. Number two, number of speeding tickets.
Number two, our spouse's accident.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's going to total up.
speeding tickets, okay?
Speeding tickets. So I've had one speeding ticket. I got it wiped, but I'm going to count it. Okay. So I've had one speeding ticket.
I've had none.
You have no speeding tickets?
No speeding tickets.
I was sure you've had one.
Nope, none. I got pulled over for speeding once in the Porsche, but it was because I was on the way to pick Chloe up early in the morning, and he felt bad. He was like, just slow it down.
You didn't get it written up for it.
No. He gave me a warning and asked me to rev the engine on the way out.
There you go.
So,
all right. Number of parking tickets.
One.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I did not set this game up for it. I was sure I was winning this. Okay, I've had.
Well, I'm going to count two because I parked my sister-in-law's car on the road and forgot about it and got a parking ticket. But it was her car. So
I think I've had at least three.
Okay. We're not that far. We're 2 points apart.
Yeah, not far. Other moving violations or citations. Why did I put that on there? Oh. I have a tint ticket right now.
I have a illegal U-turn.
There you go. All right. I got five other warnings.
Oh, that's okay.
But
no, tickets.
It was the same time. Number of BMWs owned. I've had two.
I think I've just had one.
Yeah, you just said the 3 Series,
yeah,
I think.
Just the 2. That's awesome.
Number of tows needed. So, like, you broke down if you need to get towed because you got stuck.
Yep. Oh, if I got stuck? Shoot, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so I broke the timing belt on my 944. I got the 944 stuck in the snow. I got the BMW stuck in the snow. I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it. Oh, and then I got my Jeep stuck.
I think I've only had three. All the BMW X3. Only
really?
Because it broke down.
Really?
Yeah. I never had like a accident and needed to get towed or anything. I had to get towed multiple
three
times.
Three times? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yep.
That's a huge bummer.
For like the, oh, it's a bunch of stuff. So
yeah, I probably should have towed the Volkswagen when the deer smoked it, but lived it home.
Wing it. Hey, that's an accident. You had a deer.
I didn't do it.
Oh. Oh. Nice. pass it off. DUIs or OWIs?
None.
Neither. Okay.
Wouldn't that be a surprise? I'm like, four. You're like, what?
Yeah. What's happening? It's Wisconsin. You can have like eight before you
go
to jail.
Not stupid. Here. It's so stupid.
All right, painted interior of a Jeep Grand Cherokee, painter's tape blue, and thought it was cool. That's equal to 3 points. That was ultra. 3 points.
3 points. That was the bonus round one.
Had to buy another daily because the daily you bought became. Had to buy another daily to replace your daily because the daily that you did have as a daily became a track car, and now your current daily is also a track car. Caveat: if you have more than four vehicles, you get a point. Bikes are included.
I did the other thing too, though. Is that another point?
What?
The have a daily and then have a daily be replaced.
That was all one.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
It's just a Jacob point one?
Yep. And then Pops and Banks tune is double points.
Is what?
Double points.
So you're double points now?
Yeah. No. Double, like I get 2 points.
Oh.
It's 2 points if it's Pops and Banks.
Tune. Okay.
So where are we at?
We're tied. Hey. Nice. What the weird...
We both sucked.
Yay. Is that the end of it?
Yeah. That's... Do you want to add any other questions? Any other hyper specifics?
Yeah. What would be good?
So guys, tally up your points.
What do we get for points? Both 14?
Yeah. Both 14.
Solid.
Tied at 14 for being nice. Questionable drivers.
Both bad drivers.
Yeah. I'm trying to think points. What would be another weird... I don't know another weird
I put
question.
Pops and Bangs on there because I feel like people hate on that too.
Yeah. The Pops and Bangs is going to get a lot of people. Get a lot of people at that end round. That's really funny.
Hey.
You had one more video that we didn't get to go over yet. Is that Nissan one?
Yes. So this was this crazy. Oh, yeah. Do it on there. So this was like a news story, I think. This Nissan Frontier helped a plane land. So the plane lost its front.
Is this real?
Landing gear. I don't know.
Maybe.
Nissan Frontier saves airplane from crashing. You'll see, but saves it from. This might be make or break it. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Fun little video.
Yeah. So, anyways, this Nissan Frontier truck saves this plane. So, if you're wondering about tow capacity, the Nissan Frontier 4x4.
Crash, or so I think.
This truck just comes out of nowhere. What? And it just like came right under it, and the plane came right on top of the truck.
Meanwhile, inside the aircraft, passengers...
I think this isn't real.
It's not real. News HD.
Oh.
We could hear the grinding. That was really frightening.
The truck, a Nissan Frontier, was driven by an airport mechanic. He says he doesn't consider himself a hero.
I heard it coming over the radio. The plane was coming in, so I just had to gas it, get it up to full speed. You know, got the Pro 4X off-roading package, so this thing can handle some pretty rugged stuff.
More, including reaction from pilots and air traffic controllers.
No sag.
Not sagging at all. Oh,
pretty cool,
God.
Though, right?
That's pretty cool. That's a good ad.
Yeah.
Dude, I miss the days of, like, those ads.
Dude, they were like, so good. Dodge recently did an ad like that. Remember?
Which one?
It was like a ED ad.
Their Super Bowl
truck,
one?
Yeah.
There's a, I don't know what it is with planes for car companies.
You know what ads I miss?
What?
The old marijuana ads.
Oh, yes.
Remember where the girl's like on the couch totally deflated?
Yes.
Like a balloon? Yeah.
Yes.
Trying to talk to her parents. Or in the kitchen and the dogs. Isn't the dog up on the counter is like talking to her?
Yes.
Like, Shannon, you shouldn't be doing this. This isn't good for your health.
Right.
She's like,
it's so weird, dude.
Yeah.
This was the weird campaign from Volkswagen back in the day. They had
great music.
A Touareg branded. This is when they did their V10, but a Touareg logo on a 747. That music really dates it, doesn't it?
EDM, baby. Pretty intense tow hook. Is this a slow-mo launch or is this just it? Going. So just pulls the 747?
Just pulls the 747. Just to say it can.
Getting a strike for this music for sure.
I didn't think about that. So yeah.
This kind of reminds me of when we were talking about like the way back, we're talking about electric trucks and all the weird features they were having. It's like, who's doing that?
Right?
Like who needs...
Right?
Like, you got your TDI V10 to tow an airplane? It's like, why?
That ad was specifically made for the Nissan truck owner who saved the other plane.
Yeah, so like, you should have got this.
Yeah, like, this would have done. Don't really have a spot for the landing gear.
To be fair, that did squat a little bit more than that Nissan Frontier did. Catching a plane.
Yeah, to be
at
fair,
full speed.
This wasn't...
Big?
Yeah.
Okay.
This wasn't animated.
That's fair. Yeah.
I like that they animated in the little, like...
Yeah,
for,
yeah.
Like, the truck. When
well,
it
my, they probably had a shot of the truck speeding up. I think the airplane was definitely CGI. Or they just had an airplane landing and then just like took off the front.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did.
Interesting.
But yeah, pretty cool.
Anyway.
Cool trucks.
That's what we got for this week.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, guys, that's everything. Let us know your results on the quiz. And as always, like, share, subscribe. Please share this with a friend. You can head to thirdpedalpodcast.com. That's the easiest place to find all of our links.
Yep.
We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, all over the place. So Find us there. Join our Facebook page, Third Pedal Crew. That
Third Pedal
is also
Podcast Crew.
Is it Third Pedal Podcast Crew?
Yeah.
Is that linked on the website too?
Yeah, it'll be linked below like in the description for this too.
What on there?
Yeah, check it out. That's where we, you know, anything. Like I was at Walmart the other day, and there was this like little Nissan Versa, and he had like 10-foot 2x4s going through the back open hatch and then through the passenger window and sticking out. And
that's
he had like
awesome.
A whole bundle of them.
Did you take a picture?
I did actually. I can
show me that
real quick.
I saw a truck.
But like this is where we share stuff like this.
Yeah, yeah.
So that people can.
I gotta start whipping my phone out more because I saw a truck that was. That's awesome.
Oh, I guess the hatch was closed.
That's impressive.
It bounced on the window. Seems like such a terrible idea. And in the background, I tried to get it. You couldn't really see it. This couple was like super deep in an argument where they bought two lawn chairs and they were not fitting at all. And the wife was so mad. And the husband was opening every orifice of this car to be like, no, it'll fit. And there was no way, dude. No way.
That's awesome.
But yeah, anyway.
Those are the best.
So yeah, share anything on there. Like projects that you guys are working on. Questions that you have. We've had some cool questions even on like, hey, I have this wheel spec. What tires would you guys run? I'm worried about this being a little too wide for it or whatever. And then just getting general advice that way. It's a really cool group of just like, I mean, super diverse. You'll get answers. You ask a tire question, you'll get an answer from like an autocross guy, somebody who just plays Forza and a drag racer.
Yep.
And we'll all give our 2 cents because everybody's got, you know, crossover experience with things. But
yep.
It's really cool. It's a really good opportunity to get to know more people who listen to the show. And what we're hoping for, what we're shooting for later this summer is like giving you guys some sort of like a toolkit, like a template on how to host like your own cars and coffees and how to build your own car communities in your own area. Because that's where it's cool. Like, it's neat to discuss this stuff online and see photos, but like, it's so much cooler. Like, when you're cruising and you get like somebody to like play with you on the highway and like have some fun or stop at a stoplight and you roll your windows down. I had that with the WRX recently, rolled the window down, and we were at like 4 stoplights together and we just like kept talking about each other's WRX.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's
those
just
the best.
It's a cool thing.
Out in the wild interactions with other car people is
fun.
Yeah,
you can't beat it. It's really,
most
really
of the time.
Cool.
Sometimes people are weird.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you still got like 10%. You got the sovereign citizens in the world.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But anyway, thank you guys for joining us. Have a great week.
Peace.